Okay, here we go. Today is Daf Lamed Beis. We're in Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Today's leave. The leave of Masechta Sukkos today. Here we go. Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Nikdam Rosho. If the head of the lulav got cut off, we say the lulav is pasul. Amar Avuna. Lo Shadu El Nikdam. That's only true if it's cut off. Aval Nisdak. But if it's separated, kosher, that's okay. And 1 second, Vinista kosher? Is that true? If it's separated, it's okay. Vatanya, lulav kafuf, a bent lulav. What does that mean, lulav kafuf? Says Rashi. No, not Rashi. Do they have a picture of the bent lulav there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's part. If it's bent, right? There's two ways a lulav could be bent.
If he says kafuf, it's like a knepel that we used to
see. Ah. It's a machlokas what it is. It's a machlokas what it means that a lulav is bent. If you hold it's that picture in there, where basically it looks like a hook, no one has an issue with that. That's possible. However, you know who held like that? The Kapos Tamarim said that's what it is. The Rush said, no. That's called a kneppel. I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. The Kapos Tamarim held that, of course, if it looks like a hook, it's pasul. Right. But even if it has a knepel, it's also pasul. Why? Because it's kafuf. Lulav kafuf is going to be pasul. Says the Rush, no. A knepel is not kafuf. Not only that, it's a hider.
Right.
Because if you have one of those, it guarantees that it's always going to be closed. So the truth is, it's a machlokas. According to the Rush, it's fine. Shulchan Aruch, I think Paskins, it's okay. Okay. So we have all these cases now. So lulav kafuf is pasul. Kavutz, if it has hairs on it, certain kind of hairs, or saduk, or it's separated, or akum. What's akum? Akum means it's domel amagel. It's bent like a sickle, meaning it has like a wave in it. The lulav is wavy. It's not straight. Or charos. Or it's very hard, right? Puzzle. All those cases is puzzle. Domalacharis, if it looks like it's a little bit hard, but it's not really, then kosher, that's kosher. Okay? Now what is the kasha?
What do you mean it's hard?
Why?
I don't know what that means exactly.
Why is Yavesh okay, maybe, and then it's no good?
What?
Why is Yavesh?
Yavesh is not okay.
Yeah, for Lula?
Yeah. What do you mean? It's the first verse in the Mishnah. Lula Hal Guzzle Val Yavesh is puzzle. So we learned in the Brisa. That a lulav, this, what did we see over here? A lulav tzedek is pasul. Zakar Rav Huna say it's kosher. So the Gemara is Amar of Papa, Da'avid Kehimnik. Da'avid Kehimnik. Himnik means it looks like a kli. The best way to describe this is like a V. The lulav, a V. The lulav comes out, looks like a V. That's the problem. And,
what? Is that term for another thing today?
No, that's what a himnik is. Himnik means when it looks like a V. What's the answer? When we said it's pasul, we mean that it's a hemnik. Right? But if it's nisdak, and it doesn't look like a hemnik, that's kosher, that's what Rav Huna said. What exactly this means, I'm not sure. What's the reason for this? Why can't it look like a hemnik? Why not? Right? So the Magen Avraham says it's lacking in l'kicha tama, and therefore it's a chaser. That's what he says. Others say the Ritva says it's not hider, right? So the truth is that the Torah says that that's only true if it's grown that way. If it's born that way, if the wolf is born that way, it's a problem. If it happened afterwards, there's nothing wrong with it.
What's the hider issue by lulav? The whole Pesach, the whole lulav sukkah, or just the first day?
Just the first day. No. What do you mean?
It's not hadar.
It's not hadar. Right?
Hadar is the whole.
It's a whole separate thing. Right? Every mitzvah you should do hider. You should have nice tzitzis
right.
Also.
Right.
It's a different thing. Next, akum dome lamagal. We said if it's bent like a magal, what does that mean? It means it has like a wave to it. The lulav. It's not. Okay, I don't have a picture like that, but okay, it looks like a sickle. It's not straight. Amar Rava Lomon El Lafanav. That's only true in the front. Aval achorav b'raisahi. But if it's bent in the back, that's normal. That's the way it's grown. Amar of Nachman, let's dadin. What about on the sides? So klap of dummy. Some say it's in the kalafan of dummy. Vamalei kalachar of dummy. Some say it's in the front. Some say it's in the back. Vamar rava hi lulava disalik basar hutza. If you have a lulav that the leaves are removed, right? I'm sorry. Meaning it's only one-sided. Balmum hu upasal. It's a balmum and it's pasal. Okay? Next case. Told you. Nifritu alav. What if the leaves got separated? So if the leaves got separated, nifritu alav, we said if it's fanned out, it's pasal. Nifridu, we said was kosher. Amr of Papa. Nifritu, the avid kichufia. You make it like a broom. Nifridu, what does nifridu mean? The ifrud afrud. It's just a little separated up on top. Neboir of Papa. Nechlku a tiomes mahu. What if the tiomes is separated? Tiomes is the central leaf. Every leaf in the lulav is doubled over. So the central one is separated. That's why people like having a knepel, because it can't separate. So nechlku a tiomes mahu. Tashma, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Nitla Hatiomes Pasal. If the Tiomes is removed, it's Pasal. My Lav, who did Netlaga? Is that the same story if it's split? No, lo, Nitla Shiny. That's different. Da Chaser, because it's Chaser. It could Amri Amar Yochanan Yeshua ben Levi, Nitla Hatiomes. If it's split, Nasa Kemisha Nitla Hatiomes Upasal. It's as if it's missing, and therefore it's Pasal. Okay, next. Rav Yehuda Omer. Rav Yehuda said that if it's separated, to tie it up on top. And then you're okay. Tanya, Rav Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rav Tarfon. Kapos Tamarim. It says in the Torah, Kapos Tamarim. What is Kapos Tamarim? Leaves from the date tree. Kafos. It means tied. Im Haya Parud. If it's separated, yikaf tenu, tie it up. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, mimai dehai kafas tamar delulahu. Who's the lulavahu? Who said that a lulav is a lulav? Ema charusa. Maybe it's a charusa. What's a charusa? The Rashi right here says anaf hadekel. It's the branch of a dekel tree. Shanis kasha that got hard. Stay shanim v'shalosh, 2 or 3 years, right? The yotzin bo lulav and harbe, and it produces many lulavs. Shenishru alehen that grow over there. Veniskashu gamheim, they also got hard. Benasu eight, and they became like hard like wood. Zepon alakan, zepon alakan. One shoots off here, one shoots off there. Kaanfe shar ilanos, like the other branches of a tree.
I'm
not exactly sure what that is.
You said if it's a hard, if the lulav is hard.
No, but he's saying a different part of the tree. What exactly he's talking about, I don't know. Different part of the tree. So the Gemara answer is no. Be'ina kapos v'leka. It has to be able to be tied. And these can't be tied.
The trunk.
It can't be tied. Why? Because it's too scattered. So it can't be tied. If it can't, it can't be. Ve'ema ufta. Maybe it's the ufta part of the tree. What is that? So Rashi says. He gets a French word. Me'ikar hadekel. From the main part of the dekel. Shehu chalak. It's smooth. Ve'ein anaf. It doesn't have any branches. Yotzi b'menu l'kan l'kan. Go shooting at the trunk. She'ein l'cha kapos haimenu. Right? There's nothing there. So the Gemara answers, kapos, since it says kapos, michlal d'ikaparud, means it could be, gesund, it could be spread out. V'hai kapos v'omid l'olam. This doesn't get spread out ever. It's one trunk. It stands forever like that. That can't be it. V'ema kufra, maybe it's the kufra. What's kufra? It's like a charusa.
The thorny part.
Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Dirakeha darkei noam. Its ways are ways of sweetness. V'chol nasivo seha shalom. All its paths are shalom. Tziv, it says. What does that mean? That means it can't be that you're supposed to hold thorns. That can't be pshat. Torah doesn't do that. What about certain mitzvahs which seem to be like that? Like for smila? Alright, what about that? What? So what? It's painful. Can't use thorns because it's painful. Hashem doesn't do that to people. By the way, the Meshech Chachma says that's why, if you think about it, that's why there's no mitzvah of Purur Revu for a woman.
Right.
A woman is Petura from Purur Revu. Why is it not Mrs. Nation's Van Grama? Why is she Petura? Because it's painful. It can't be that Hashem would do that to somebody. So what about Bismila? It's a good question.
What about fasting?
Right. So the only fast in the Torah is Yom Kippur. The Minat Torah fast. Right. The rabbis can do whatever they want. But I'm saying from the Torah is Yom Kippur. So that is fasting a violation of the Racher Dar Chinoam?
Why? The reason you do it in 8 days, the child doesn't realize that it hurts, it's painful.
I know, but what do you mean?
The child cries.
First of all, the child cries. What about someone who's never had a bris milah and is a bal tshuva or becomes a ger and these people come into the fold and it's a big turnoff. Yeah. Let's not kid ourselves. That's a big turnoff. A guy's 25 years old and he grew up in somewhere not religious. He wants to become religious. It's a big turnoff.
Once in a while, you have tough.
Sometimes you have people that you hear these stories, unbelievable. Right, do it right now. Tie me down. You hear stories like that, and sometimes you hear stories that they can't do it. It's just too painful. So I hear that. Right? Luckily we had it when we were 8 days old. We don't remember.
Right?
We're lucky.
Well, that's my point.
What? So, but the point is, it's a painful procedure. I'm not saying it's not wonderful. It, like Mati said, it completes you. It's amazing. It's a bris, but it's not the... Objectively, you could say it's not the Recher Dachanam. It's worse than having thorns as part of your Hadassim. What?
Yeah, some people say it's more barbaric than people. I'm not saying it is.
I understand. Right? Now, by the way, it's interesting over here because the Gemara is talking. The Gemara started off that Amale Ravina La Ravashi. And then it says, Amar Abaya, Dachai Dachinom. Abaya was already dead by the time Ravina and Ravashi came to the scene. So the Aruch HaNer wonders, what?
Next generation.
Right, so what do you mean Amar Abaya? What does it mean Amar Abaya? Abaya said to who? Abaya said to Ravina and Ravashi? Can't be. So what does that mean? So two answers. Either it's not really part of the same flow, but it doesn't seem that way because he asked, what about this? What about this? What about this? Oh, Abaye said the Racher Dachinom. Doesn't seem like it's a different question out of the blue. Doesn't flow like that.
It's not part of the same.
Sure, it is. So it sounds like it is. Can you have to use Zulu? What about the trunk? No, you can't. What about that part of the tree? No. What about that? No. Abaye said no. What about Abaye said no?
A better question.
Yeah.
Aren't they the ones who wrote it?
But Ravashi put himself as part of the discussion, like everybody else. He made himself part of the discussion, like everybody else.
No,
because he sat in yeshiva like everybody else. So the only answer is you have to say kid to Omar Abaya, like Abaya once said somewhere else.
Right.
We're going to use that here. That's the only answer you can give.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though nobody had that girsa change, there's no other way to answer this.
Problem with
right, sure. Exactly.
Have a problem with this.
Right. Now the Gemara asks a very interesting question, which is gonna a theme for the next week. Amarav Leabrava, Tosfa, La Ravina, Ve'ematarti, maybe I have to take two lulavs, Kape Tamari, because it's plural. Maybe you should take two lulavs. Says the Gemara, no, that don't think that. Kapasksiv. Kapos could be read as kapas, which means one. I think Tosfos here says.
Why did you say, what even brings this up?
What?
None of us do.
What brings the question of bringing up taking two lulav?
Because we're exploring lulav. What about that? That can't be a lulav. What about that? How about two?
Two
lulavs. What?
What do you mean
you have two aravos? Two aravos.
Oh, you're saying that.
Two lulavs. Have two lulavs. Right? What about that? So to kapas is plural. So the bottom Tosfos says everybody would agree yeshem l'mesoros. You have to agree to that you're reading it as singular.
Right.
What's the ema chada? Maybe just one leaf. Maybe one leaf. That's impossible. Lahu kaf karele. No, it says kaf. Kaf means a branch, and it can't just have one leaf. Okay. Good. So far, so good. That question's gonna come up five more times in the next week with every other of the minim. Okay. Next, then we said Sinai Har Barzal Ksheira. that the lulavim that grow at Har Barzal are kosher. What's the issue with them? Amar Abaya, lo shanu. What's the issue with them? Because they don't have a lot of leaves. They're very sparse leaves. So it's still okay. Amar Abaya, lo shanu el shirosha shalzeh magilat at ikro shalzeh. So imagine imagine what is a word for this, where something is thick at the ends but skinny in the middle, like tapered, exactly, like, almost like a barbell, right? Imagine thick at the end. So let's say you have leaves, then it becomes skinny and then leaves again, such a lulav like that. So is that okay? Says Abaya, lo shanu el shirosho shalzeh magil tad ikro shalzeh. The bottom leaves have to reach the top of the thick part. In other words, if there's a gap of skinny, that's too big, it's no good.
We have the other one basically.
Why? We don't have this issue at all. We don't have a gap.
We don't have a gap. Ours is sort of smaller in the bottom and smaller in the top.
So that's how lulav grows.
Correct.
That's okay. But here we're talking about you have it like that, and then in the middle it's not no leaves, and then it leaves again. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
The only problem I have is not that. We have the same thing with the Esrei. People think that's other. Having a gap.
Right. So the truth is I was preparing a little bit ahead, and then I thought of something so interesting. The Gemara says, I'm only saying it now because you brought it up. The Gemara says in Hadar that what's an esrog? So I was thinking about it. If you go to an apple tree, right? Doesn't every apple basically look the same?
Yes.
And every fruit's yeah, like that except for an esrog.
Correct.
You go to an esrog tree, and it's so different looking. The only fruit like that. It's amazing. You go to Costco, buy a bag of pears. They all look the exact same. The same shape, same size, and roughly.
We don't dissect it like we do with esrog.
What do you mean? They all look so different. You have esrog that are skinny and round and fat and funny shaped. Such different esrog.
All in one tree?
All in one tree, yeah. Yeah.
$100 for something looks exactly the same.
What?
$100 for something looks
exactly. It's just such an interesting phenomenon, because the Gemara is going to say not like that. The Gemara is going to say they're all the same. Every fruit's like that. Why is esrog special? The Gemara is going to say that. Said, what do you mean? It's so different. Esrogim are so different. Lulavim are the same. Well, lulav not a fruit. Lulav not a fruit, right? But it's so different. So only I couldn't think of another fruit. Maybe watermelon. But even still, even then, they're all the same. They're basically the same. Esrog, think about it. It's the only fruit that each. You go to a shul, you see 1,000 people, 100 people in shul. You'll see 100 different shapes.
Didn't somebody give that as the riot?
Did someone do that? That'd be interesting. Because the Gemara sort of says the opposite like that. We'll get into it. I think it's Sunday. Monday. The Gemara says the opposite. Yeah, it could be.
I didn't
hear
what you said. What?
It could be. I thought the opposite. The Gemara, Rashi and the Gemara on later in the week are going to say the opposite. That's no different than any other. Rashi even says tapuach. So different than any apple. They're all the same. Which is so not true. Unless the Esrogim were different in those days. Which is a whole other story.
Yeah, so then there wouldn't be a concept of
The truth is, apples, like apples, on example, you have different species of apples.
Correct, but within the same species, they all look the same. You're right. They're green apples, and they're Macintosh. You buy a bag of Macintosh, they all look the same. The same size, same shape. It's all one tree. And the Gemara's going to say that, because the esrog stay on longer than any other fruit. So you can have last year and this year in the same tree. The bigger, the smaller, the fatter. So this is also very interesting. No tree like that. Okay. Where are we at? Okay, that was a tangent. Anyway, so lo says Abaya on the bottom. Lo Amar Abaya lo shan el shirosha shalzeh magil tad ikro shalzeh. This gap of leaves in the center would only be okay if the bottom leaves reach the top of the top part of the bottom leaves. Does that make any sense what I just said? Now, the gap of no leaves has to still have leaves shooting out from the bottom. Aval ein rosh shalzeh magil tad ikro shalzeh. But if the bottom part, the leaves don't reach at least the bottom of the top part, then possible, it's possible. Tanya nami hachi, so similarly, tzini har barzal psula. Tzini har barzal psula. I, vanan tanang share, but the Mishnah, they're okay. Elo shmar mino, ka abaya shmar mino. You see, abaya is right. The ikka the rami la mirma. Others had a question. Tanan, tzini har barzal, kosher. Tzini har barzal, okay. I, vatanya pasul. We learned elsewhere, it's pasul. Omar by lo kasha. Kan, when are they okay? Shirosho shalzeh, magil tadikwa shalzeh. When the bottom reaches the top of the leaves reach the bottom. The kan, shein rosho shalzeh, migiel tadikwa shalzeh. And when are they not okay? When they don't reach. Okay, next. Amar of Miru Yon, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Of Amrila, Tani Rabba Bar Mori, Mishum Rabban Yochel ben Zakai. Shtei tomorrow's Yesh Bagai, Ben Hinom. There are two date trees, in the Hinnom Valley, which is right outside Yerushalayim. Actually, the Hinnom Valley ends at the Jaffa Gate. That's the end of it, right? Right. It ends basically at the Jaffa Gate. That whole, you know, no one ever goes there. But if you walk down there...
Yamin Moshe.
Correct. That's where it is, by Yamin Moshe. Right? It's the eastern side of the Jaffa Gate, which nobody really walks there. It walked down that, whoever walked down there. That's the Hinnom Valley. Anyway, two trees over there. V'alo Ashan b'beneihem, and smoke comes out between the two of them. V'zeh she'shenino tzina harbarzel. That's harbarzel, k'sheros. Those are the ones that are okay. If you're interested, v'zeh o'pitzcha shel gehenim. That's the entrance to gehenim. Okay? Isn't there a stadium there?
Isn't that where
the concert? Yeah, he's right. It's further down.
It's further down.
Okay.
It's the same area.
Not far. Okay. Next. So the Mishnah said that a lulav has to have three tvachim. Lulav sheyesbo shlosha tvachim. Okay? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Shir hadas va'arava shlosha. No. We said a lulav has to have three. Not true. The shir of the lulav, the hadas, the shir of the arava, I'm sorry, hadas and aravas are shlosha. The lulav arba, lulav is four. Kedei shehe lulav yotzi min a hadas tefach. So the lulav will go a tefach above. Stick out above. A tefach will stick out above. Says Rashi, kishem shehu gova b'mino mikulan. Because the palm tree is bigger than the others anyway. That's not what we're going to see in a minute. Another minute. What does Rashi say? Why does the lulav have to be taller than the others? Because it's a taller tree. Lulav is a taller tree than these other two. So it has to be taller. That's fascinating. That's very interesting. However, Reparnach Amar of Yochanan, Shedra shel lulav, Tzarech shiyotzi min ahadas tefach. The Shedra of a lulav has to stick out more than a tefach. If you see a picture... They have a picture of this. Now, I believe, this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and nobody does this. It's not enough that the hadasim and the rabbis end, and then you have a tefach of more lulav. That's not the halacha. You have to have the hadasim and the rabbis end, then the shedra of the lulav is more than the tefach. That's much more space. Nobody does that. I really was when I read this, I really have to look into this. When it comes to Sukkot time, it seems to be the halacha. Nobody's nizer in that.
We all do that.
No. In order to make, look at the difference. You have to have a tefach.
That one's only this much.
I know. First of all, most people don't even have a tefach of lulav above the hadas and the aravos.
Most people do.
But they have to have has to be a tefach. Of Shedra. That's like three or four tvachim. Three or four tvachim of lulav above that. Who does that? Nobody does that. Look at the pictures here.
Yeah.
It's here. Look at this. It's so much more. Lulav has to stick out on top. So much more. I don't know what to tell you. The halach and Shulchan Aruch. I was like, wow, I never knew that. And no one's even nizer in that. You don't even hear a chumra like that from people talking.
We have a problem because everything's cut out so.
I know. That's so tall.
That's tall.
So you cut
down
the lulav so much early to get them to us.
Right. So therefore what? They're shorter than they should be.
Yeah.
You really should try to look for a tall lulav. It's not a joke.
Or you can cut the ropes and the dasim at the bottom.
But they have to be three tvachim.
Yeah.
Right?
Some of these ropes and the dasim could be a lulav.
So lulav has to be big?
Yeah, it has to. The lulav space has to go above the hadasim and the ravos, not a tefach. A tefach above the shedra, which means at some point where the shedra starts to.
I'm not so sure how much.
How the difference is. So in this picture here, they have like it's like a two tefach difference.
I know, but when we do it, before it starts coming apart, is the end of the shedra.
Right.
Correct.
So you need a tefach of shedra, and then that part.
Right.
That's a lot.
I think, yeah.
That's a lot. Who does that? Nobody does that. It's just, I like,
I see a me having a problem with that.
We have to be before Sukkot, remind, we have to talk it over with this, talk over the rabbi.
Is a tefach beyond the Shedra or a tefach of Shedra?
A tefach of Shedra. The problem is, most love him, the Shedra ends, and then you have just. So you need a tefach of Shedra. That is like two tvachim.
What do you need shorter hadassim and harav?
Correct. They have to be three tvachim tall. So you don't want to mess with that.
You can't have less than a foot of
a tefach is a foot? No, it's more than a foot. Three tvachim is more than a foot, no? Three tvachim is only a foot?
Could be more.
A little bit less than a foot.
It's a little bit less, I think. You said it's between 3 and 5 inches, right?
So right.
Less or more?
4 is a tefach. Because I know when we do
the
circus inside the house, we use the
3 tefach,
we use the 12
inch
one.
You have the tefach tape measure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
great
matzo
thing.
So it's on the matzah chart.
So we need a matzah chart?
Yeah, it's a matzah chart. Yeah.
We're all set.
Okay, next. Tanan, lulav, sheyesh bo gimel tefachim, a lulav, but we learned, lulav has to be 3 tvachim kedei lenanei abo kosher. 3 tvachim is all you need. Ema, no. U kedei lenanei abo kosher. In other words, not that 3 tvachim. In other words, where, 1 second. And a tefach more. You need a tefach more. Yeah. Look at Rashi. Ema u kedei lenanei. Umay shiyotza lemaila min ha'eged, and what sticks out above the binding? Hu hamananeya. That's what shakes. That's what shakes. Now, market the islay or market the islay. Does it mean the tefach or does it mean the tefach from the shedra? So each one can say what they want, right?
That's what I mean. What's shaking?
Says the Ritva. You see from here. You know, some people, when they shake a lulav, they don't shake the lulav. They just bring it back to them.
Yes.
Says the Ritva, that's not right. It's a Beferish Gemara. It's a Beferish Rashi that it has to shake. Now, during Hallel, you don't have to do it like that. Because during Hallel, you can just bring it back and forth. You don't have to actually shake it. Because that's not really the Ikar Mitzvah. The Mitzvah you do it in the morning, whenever you pick it up the first time. When you pick it up for the first time and do the Mitzvah, you must shake it. It's Beferish Gemara. You can't just bring it back and forth. For Hallel, you can do what you want. Whenever you do the mitzvah the first time, you have to actually shake it. That's also, people don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, I don't know if this Ritva is the only shita out there, but it makes a lot of sense. When you learn the Gemara, that makes a lot of sense. It has to actually be shaken, not just to, you know, move it back and forth without shaking it. Right? What? Exactly.
It's so hard, you can't shake it.
That's fine. But you have to shake it. If it doesn't, have to make noise. It doesn't have to make those noises, but it has to shake. Right? Tashma, Shir Hadassah Rav Shoshav Lulav Arba, My Lav, Bahadei Olin. But doesn't that mean it's with the leaves? And Takashan Rav Yochanan? Lo, Lavadma Olin, besides the leaves. Okay. Now the next Gemara, it's not simple, not easy. Here we go. Gufa, Shir Hadassah Rav Shlosha. The Shir for Hadassim and Aravas are 3, Velolav Arba. Rab Tarfin Omer, Ba'ama Bas Chamisha Tvachim. And the Am is 5 Tvachim. What on earth was Rab Tarfin talking about? Amar Rava, Sharli Marli Rab Tarfin.
Think away from this. They say that the Arava has to be at least 3, and the Lulav has to be 4, and you need a Tefach for the Shedra. You're going to have more than 4.
Exactly.
100 at bottom?
Exactly.
He's not going there.
Exactly. It has to be taller than that. Right, exactly. Well, right. Now, Omar Rava, Rav Tarfin says, an Am is 5 Tvachim. Right? So it says Rava, Shari Le'er, Mar Le'er of Tarfin. Hashem should have pity on her. What's Rav Tarfin talking about? What's he talking about? Hashta, Avos, Shlosha, Lo Mashkechinon. You can't even find Hadassim that have 3 Tvachim. Bas Chamisha Mibaya. 5 we're going to find. Can't even find one with 3. Can't even find normal hadassim. Make 2 more tefachim. It's not possible. Asks the I don't know who asks it here. Oh, the Meiri. 1 second. If that's a chiyuv in the Torah, What do you mean you can't find it? You go look. What do you mean you can't find it? What's Rava talking about? Oh, you can't find it. It can't be. So the Rambam says, The Rambam says that the reason why these four were picked is because they're common. It can't be you have to go to the jungles and search for Dalmidim. They're common. They were always around. Right? In a warm climate like Israel, they were very common. So it can't be that they're common and then they're not common. That can't be. They're common. It's unbelievable, Rambam.
No, it makes sense.
Right? It can't be. It just can't be.
What did Rav Tavern say?
What Rav Tavern didn't say anything either. That's what Rav said. What's Rav Tavern talking about? He's talking about you need five tefachim? That's impossible.
For why?
For the hadassim.
Oh,
he said that? Yeah, so, Kiyasa Rav Amar, here's what he said to say. Amma bas shisha tefachim. A normal amma is six tefachim. However, asa osa bas chamisha, take a five tefach area. Now, what you're doing is you're taking five amos, you're taking one amma of six tefachim, and imagine a bar of one amma with six breaks, because it's six tefachim. Take another grid of five tefachim and stick it in there. What does that mean? That each tefach will be bigger, will a little bit bigger than the six. That's what Rav Tavern was saying. Take a six tefach amma, put five tefachim in there, say asa osa bas chamisha, tzimehen shlosh la hadas, make three for the hadasim, the hashar lulolov, and whatever's left over will be for the lulav, right? So kamahavalahu, what's that going to give you? It's going to give you tlasa v'tlasa chumshe, three of the smaller tvachim and 2/5. I'm sorry, 3 3/5.
For
Hadassim.
Because you're combining the two.
Because you're sticking five into six.
And then
you want three of them. So it'll be 3 3/5 more than if you wouldn't do this. Right? So Kasha Shmuel Ad Shmuel. That's a Kasha on Shmuel. Why? Hacha one Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel Shir Hadassim Rav Shlosha. First he said it's three. Hasam Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel Halacha Rav Tarfon. And then he said it's like Rav Tarfon, which is 3 3/5. So the Gemara says low duck. He wasn't being precise. What's the difference between 3 3/5? So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ain't with the mean a low duck, le chumra. You can only be not precise if it's a chumra. Le kula low, be a mean a low duck? He said, it's supposed to be 3 3/5. That 3 is good enough. That's not true. It's not good enough. How can he be imprecise the wrong way? Right? So I have to figure out how to make this the other way. Ki asa omar, am abas chamisha tvachim, osa asa shisha. Again, take 5, put it into 6. Right? Say mehen shlosh la hadas. Take away 3 for the hadas. The hashar lulav, and whatever's left over is for the lulav.
So,
what?
Now they're smaller.
So kama havalahu. How much you have now? Treyopalga. 2.5. So if kasha the shmuel, still a kasha on him. The answer is low duck. He wasn't being precise. Ulechumra low behind the lechumra low duck. Tama amar vuna meshmuel lachagrab tarfon. Good. Very good. Okay. Next. Hadassim. Hadas gozel. If hadassim are stolen, vayavesh, or dry, puzzle, they are puzzle. Shalashera, shilur nidachas, puzzle. Niktam rosho, if the head is cut off, nifritzu olav, if they're separated, oshanov of mirubim me'olav, or there's more berries than leaves, puzzle. It's puzzle. The emiaton, if you take the berries off, kosher. That's okay. The ein miyatan biyatif, but you can't do that on yontif. Why can't you do that on yontif? We'll get to it later in the week. Okay? Now, the Rambam says in his Akdama to say to his wife, he says something staggering. He says, even though we're going to say, we're going to try to bring a raya now, why it's hadassim, says the Rambam, nobody has a kasha that it's hadassim. Because Yeshua ben Nun came to Eretz Yisrael, had hadassim, and next year they had hadassim, and the year after that they had hadassim, and in the Rambam's time they had hadassim, and in 2014 we also have hadassim. So there's no break in the Masorah, we know what hadassim are. The Gemara always does this. How do you know it's hadassim? Tan Rabbanan, anaf eight avos, sha'anaf of chofin es eitzo. The leaves cover each other. The ezezeh, havyom ezeh hadass. So only hadassim could do that. Ve'imazesa, what about the olive tree? Grape tree? No. What? I'm sorry, olive? The inner avos v'leka. It has to be avos. What does avos mean? What does avos mean? What? Plated, exactly. Meaning it has to be triple. The ema dulva, maybe it's a dulva. The inon on afav chofen as aito v'leka. It has to be cover the branch, right? The ema hirduf. Maybe it's something called a hirduf, which Tosfos says you could use for maror. Amar abaya. Again, derachera darchei noam v'leka. Why? Because also it has thorns on it, right? Okay. Rav Avraham Mehacha, Emes v'ashalom ohavo. Right? It's Emes and Shalom because it's pleasant. Same thing. Right? Asks, we have 2 minutes. Look at the second to last Tosfos. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 lines from the bottom. So if we're so busy with the Acher Darchei Noam, what about Maror? Is the Maror so bitter and so painful? So look at Maror. Look at Tosfos. The high timer, Lohavi Matzil Lameimar Gabi Maror. But that doesn't apply to Maror. You know why? Listen to this. Shiyachol lakoshto. You can grind it up. You can pound it. Olahasir uktav. You can remove those thorns. Velechol. And you can eat it. In other words, it doesn't have to be so bitter. Tosfos says. Aval. Where are we? Aval hacha. Gab ben tilzul. Tzarach kol amidim. Kederach yidlachem. They have to be there. That's why. You can't remove the thorns. You can't remove them. But Maror, there's ways you can get it to be not so bitter. Right? Assuming there's berries there and vegetables, whatever. That's the beginning. The whole toss is...
You can leave the horseradish uncovered.
You can leave the horseradish uncovered, yeah. Where are we? Tarabanan. Kilua, kimin, kalia. It's braided like a braid. Vidomala shalsheles, and it's triple over. Zahadas. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Omer. Anaf eight avos. What does that mean? Eight. Shetam eito upir yashav. They taste the same. Havi Omer zahadas. Tana, 8 avos kosher, v'she'eno avos pasal. Hechidami avos, what does it mean avos? Amar of Yehuda, hu dekaimi tlasa tlasa tarfi bikina. 3 leaves coming out of 1 hole. The Gemara here says, it's 3 leaves coming out of the same, on the same side. Not like we look at Hadassah today, where they're round all around. 3 coming out of one side. It says Tosfos, there's no such thing. There's no such thing like that. Right? There's no such thing like that. How does he say it? He has an unbelievable line here.
I like
how Tosfos says it's Europe. What? I like how Tosfos says it's Europe. Yeah. He says, V'chumer gedolahu, de'eno matzui. Who has that? That can't be it. Rav Kahana Amar, afilu trei v'chad, 2 and 1. Rav Acha, b'rei derava, mahadar atrei v'chad. He would go look for 2 and 1, meaning 2 on one side, 1 on the other side. Hal v'nafik v'pur derav Kahana. Because he heard Rav Kahana say that. Amalei. Mar Amei Mar Laravashi Abba Lahu Hadas Shota Karile. Now we call that a Hadas Shota. That's not good. Tomorrow we'll finish up. That means it has to be all around, coming out of the same root, but on all 3 sides of the stalk, of the stem, and it covers it totally. And that's Hadasim. We all know what Hadasim are. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.